Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mohl ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
What's up, my friends? Another quick tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. I am your host, Rick Mulready, and with these quick tip episodes, this is where I share a tip or strategy that will help you grow your business so that you'll have a bigger impact, you'll help more people, and in the process, you'll increase your revenue, because the more people that you're helping, the more revenue that you're going to make. Sometimes these tip episodes are related to either Facebook or Instagram ads. Sometimes it'll be a general online marketing tip, or maybe just general growing your business strategies that you can go and immediately implement into your business, because that's what this is all about, taking action, right, on what you're learning here. I love that you're listening and that you're subscribing to the podcast here, but this is really about taking action on what you learn from these episodes. So today, I want to talk about something that I've been seeing a lot of lately, and that is inconsistency of messaging. And to explain what I mean, I want to share a couple different examples with you. Actually, three different examples. Two from students of mine, and then one is actually in my own business where I feel like I've done, I think there's room for improvement. Let's just say that. And so for the two students, I sat down with them recently to dive into some challenges that they were having in their business. And one was a challenge launch. So she was running a challenge into an offer. And then the other student, this was a case of his ads were not converting. So let's talk about the challenge launch first. As with all launches, you want to unpack the results of the launch after you're finished. So once you're done the launch, you want to go back and look at, you know, all different types of things like what worked, what didn't, look at the stats, how much revenue, what was your earnings per lead, what, you know, you want to try to glean as much information as you can and the lessons that you learned so that you can make changes, you know, and improvements for the next launch or do more of what worked really well, that sort of thing. And so for this challenge launch, my student had really good open rates, really strong open rates on the emails, good engagement in the Facebook group because they did the challenge inside of a Facebook group. So there was great engagement in the Facebook group, but the overall offer didn't convert as well as my student wanted. And so as we started to unpack the results and what went on during the launch, you know, we noticed some of those things like great open rates on the emails and good engagement in the Facebook group. So all those things were really good. And we're trying to, again, paint the picture. And very much what we're trying to do with all this stuff is like connect the dots, right? Like what happened and, you know, what worked well, what didn't work well. And so once we knew what the open rates were on the emails, once we knew what the, you know, engagement in the Facebook group was we looked at the traffic going to the sales page and so forth. We looked at the landing page conversion rate on the registration page for the challenge. And we also were looking at the messaging. And so that was one of the first things I was looking at was there consistency in the messaging of for the like, hey, register for this challenge. So there's obviously messaging for that. And then there's the challenge itself that's via email and also video inside the Facebook group. But then there's also the messaging on the sales page, right, for the offer. And that was the first thing that I noticed was that there was inconsistency between what the challenge was about and what the sales page was offering. They were two different things. I mean, not vastly different, but enough for me to be like, whoa, wait a minute, who are you trying to reach and what actually is the offer here? Because the offer after a challenge, after a quiz, after a webinar, whatever it is that you're doing in your business, needs to be consistent with whatever that sales mechanism is, as I like to call it. So whatever that challenge is or quiz or webinar, the offer that you make needs to be sort of the next logical step after that sales mechanism that you're using. And so in this case here, the messaging between the free challenge and what was being talked about in the training, and then also the offer into the program, the sales page, there was a lot of inconsistency between that messaging. So that was number one. And number two, the messaging wasn't speaking directly to the target audience. It was speaking more in general terms. Okay. So the first thing I would make, you know, as far as changes go, the first thing I would do for the next launch is look at the messaging and ensure that A, it's speaking directly to the ideal target audience, including the pain points that they have and the benefits of how she can help them. And then B is make sure that the messaging is consistent all the way through the launch journey, right? From the emails inviting to the challenge, to the registration page for the challenge, to the challenge emails themselves once people are going through the challenge, to the messaging in the Facebook group, to the messaging in the sales emails and on the sales page and all that sort of thing. You've got to have consistency in messaging and speaking directly to your target audience throughout the launch journey. Because when you have that inconsistency, that's when you're going to run into problems from a conversion standpoint. There's going to be a disconnect and people are going to pick up on it right away. Okay. And by doing these things, by creating this consistency all the way through from start to finish, this is going to be something that should increase conversions. So that is the big change that I would make, if you will, on the next launch to test to try to increase conversions, because we don't want to try too many things because then we don't know what actually moved the needle, right? So it's, you know, it's the number one lesson of split testing. We don't want to change too many things because we don't know which change actually helped things out. So that is the first example I want to share with you. The second example is another student of mine, and he was wondering why he was actually running Google ads, and he was wondering why he wasn't getting any sales from his Google ads. And after looking at the ads and looking at the sales page that they were sending people to, so that people clicked on the ad, the Google ad, it's an AdWords ad, directly to the sales page. Okay. And the ad was talking about one thing, which was this awesome audio tour package. But then on the sales page, there was actually very little mention that it was an audio tour that was being offered. When you land on the sales page, my first instinct and what I gathered from the sales page, that it felt like the offer was for an in-person guided tour. And so since he was looking for a strategy of what to test next, like, okay, where do we go from here? I suggested that right off the bat, improve the consistency in messaging to ensure that people can super simply know what the exact offer is between the ad and the sales page. So if you're talking about something in the ad, make sure that it's very clearly the same thing once you get to the sales page. This inconsistency in messaging is so common, and I'm actually seeing a lot more of it lately. And so that's why I wanted to share this on this quick tip episode with you. And you know, if you're having problem with converting in a launch, in, you know, some sort of sequence that you're running, whatever, make sure there's consistency all the way through and you're speaking directly to your target audience. Okay. And a key lesson here that I've learned over the years is that you shouldn't assume that, aligning with the consistency of messaging, right? We should not assume anything when it comes to marketing your offers to your audience. You must make sure that there's this consistency in your messaging to your audience so that there's zero confusion about what it is that you're offering. That's what we're talking about here. And so with that, I want to share the third example. The third of three example that I want to share with you is a perfect example in my own business where I don't think I've done a very good job and where I'm looking to improve that consistency in messaging. And that is for my Accelerator Mastermind program. I hear from people a lot, well, Rick, aren't you just the Facebook ads guy or the Facebook and Instagram ads guy? And yeah, I'm pretty well known for Facebook and Instagram ads. The thing that's easy to overlook, though, is that it's taken way more than just ads for me to build a seven-figure online business, right? I 100% feel that Facebook and Instagram ads are the fastest and the easiest way to grow your online business, which is exactly how I have built my online business and continue to do so. I started with no list. So in January of 2014, 5.5 years ago from when I'm recording this here in May 2019, I started with no list. I didn't have a podcast that was relevant to what I was doing in my business from an ads perspective. I hadn't even created my program before selling it. And I certainly didn't have a team yet, right? I didn't have any of the things that I have now. I built my business using ads and have continued to do so to this day and will continue to do so. And to get my business to six figures and then to seven figures, yes, then it took building a team and positioning myself as an expert and creating and launching courses and membership programs and doing in-person events and mastering my mindset and time management and, you know, how to fulfill on the offers that I was making. And I could go on, right? Most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum, but and meaning like they're just one-dimensional. But one thing I have really realized over the past, you know, several years here, I would say over the past year especially, because as my life has continued to evolve, meaning become multidimensional as a new dad and, you know, learning how to be a new dad and with that, continuing to learn how to be a husband, even though I've been married to Amy for almost 6 years, but now, you know, I have a daughter and running a successful business, and, you know, I become, you know, it's multidimensional now, where like I was saying is most experts teach Facebook and Instagram ads in a vacuum, very one dimensional, but to create sustainable growth and a, you know, truly impactful and scalable business, it takes a holistic approach and strategy. Ads should 100% be part of that. Just like I just talked about, that's exactly how I built my business and have continued to do so. But they're just one piece of the puzzle to go from the solopreneur to the I'm running a business that is thriving. I can work from wherever I want to do. And I've got the business that I really wanted to create. And I share this because this right here is exactly why I created my Accelerator Mastermind for online experts. And when I'm on application strategy calls for the mastermind, people often comment, they're like, whoa, I hadn't even thought about that for my business. And this is coming from a quote unquote ads guy, right? See, there's a perfect example of where I can improve the consistency in messaging for what my Accelerator Mastermind is. And that's that this whole thing is way more than just about ads. Again, ads are one critical piece to it. But then once you get, you know, leads coming in, you're building your email list and you're making some consistent sales and you got some consistent, decent revenue coming, then it opens up all these other challenges and opportunities, right? And so with that, that is something that I can do a better job of. And hopefully this is helping in doing that, right? So if you are a course creator, meaning you're an online educator, you're a coach, you are doing courses, maybe you're a consultant, maybe you've got a membership program, maybe you're doing webinars in your business, and you're building your list and you're making sales, now as I've been talking about here, it's time to create your ideal actual business and increase revenue without working harder. And the Accelerator Mastermind is for those online experts who are looking to take their business to six figures and beyond. And this is where we dive into all the things I was just talking about, into mindset, right? Of running an actual business, creating an actual structure of your ideal business, creating offers, positioning, building a team. How do I do more with less and without burning out? And of course, there's ads, right? Of course there is. So if you're at a point in your online business as an online expert where you're ready for all of this that I'm talking about, then I want to invite you to apply to be part of my Accelerator Mastermind. And the new Accelerator group is now forming. And this is a 6-month program. And it runs from July through December 2019. It's by application only. So if you want to learn more and apply to be part of my Accelerator Mastermind starting in July, just go to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. All right, my friends, hope today's quick tip was super helpful for you. This is something I'm seeing more and more, and I want to try to help you right off the bat. Get some consistency in your messaging, because if you're not converting on your offers, look at that. Is there consistency in your messaging from start to finish? As always, my friends, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. I really appreciate you. I do not take your attention lightly. It means the world to me that you tune into the podcast here each and every week. And I'll see you right back here for the next episode here in the Art of Paid Traffic podcast.
Don't worry, there's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link, and you can go download it right now for free.